That's the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, led by featuring arrangement by Bob Hammer and led by Nathaniel Paul Schleimer, who was heard there on alto sax. Bill Anthony was the trombonist and Eric Verlinde at the piano. And that piece titled Wheel Within a Wheel, composed by Bobby Watson and arranged by Bob Hammer, contained in the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble CD, The Wheels Are Turning. And congratulations to Bob Hammer, who was elected to the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame at the recent Earshot Golden Ear Awards. Bob Hammer, with an extensive career in composing and arranging in New York and Los Angeles, now makes his home in our area. We're very fortunate to enjoy some of his arrangements firsthand, written for ensembles around here. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We've got a few new CDs to share with you today. Here's one that is just coming out in short order here. There's a CD release party coming up April 21st. We'll tell you about in a minute. But Anne Reynolds, or Anita Reynolds, and Clave Gringa have a new CD titled Joy, several tracks of which were recorded in Cuba with Cuban musicians. Anne Reynolds goes to Cuba annually for a rejuvenating flight in her career in Cuban music. She says this piece, Chasing the Tail, this is a quintessential Cuban sound, a flute playing cha-cha-cha. She says, I'd not met the flutist, Josue, before he arrived at the studio in Cuba to record, but when he played the first phrases of my song, I knew he had what I was looking for. This is the way it sounds. Chasing the Tail. If you can imagine the cat chasing its tail around in this one, trading off between the flute and the piano.
Flow when flesh and steel are one, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away, but something in our minds will always stay. Perhaps this final act was meant to come. clinch a lifetime's argument that nothing comes from violence and nothing ever could. For all those born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are. On and on the rain will fall like tears from the star, like tears from the star.
Cole Schuster.
That was Nancy Erickson singing at the North City Bistro, and music from her album Here and Now, the song Fragile. Cole Schuster on guitar, Greg Feingold on bass, and Max Holmberg on drums, the 200 Trio backing up Nancy Erickson in that one. Before that was solo piece from David Friesen, with a bit of looping and overlays there. This is from a new two-CD disc called My Faith, My Life, David Friesen playing solo Image bass and shakuhachi on the first disc, and in the second disc playing solo piano. And the piece that we heard was Long Trip Home, an original by David Friesen. First in that set of three was a tune from the new recording by Ann Reynolds, Clavigringa. New album is titled Joy, and that piece titled Chasing the Tail, which is dedicated to her cat, and that featured some great Cuban flute work from Josue Borges. Ann Reynolds was the pianist, and a CD release party for this new album titled Joy is coming up on April 21st at the Royal Room in Seattle. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time here on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. Some events going on today. The Seattle Jazz Vespers takes place on the first Sunday of each month at Seattle First Baptist Church at 6 p.m., and flugelhorn player Dimitri Matheny will be performing with a quartet at this evening's performance, and that is with Milo Peterson on guitar. Also tonight, the Monterey Jazz Festival on Tour is playing at the Moore Theater in Seattle. Brian Monroney Quartet with Alexei Nikolaev, Dean Schmidt, and Ben Smith is at Tula's. Coming on Tuesday and Wednesday next week at Dimitrios Jazz Alley is the tenor saxophone and composer great Benny Golson, who will be in for two nights. The Emerald City Jazz Orchestra plays Tuesday night at Tula's. And also Sullivan Fortner Trio is playing two shows at the Royal Room, presented by Earshot. Wonderful pianist, well worth hearing on Wednesday night at the Royal Room. Thursday, the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum presents trombonist Naomi Moon Siegel Band from 5:30 to 7:30, a free concert at the Seattle Art Museum. The same night, Overton Berry and Bruce Fares team up, great duo at Tula's. Friday, the Kareem Candy Band plays at the Music Aquarium in a late evening performance. Stephanie Porter will be at the North City Bistro. Greg Bilal Chi will be back in town with a CD release with Jim Knapp's String Orchestra Scrape playing at the Royal Room. Susan Pascal Quartet with Bill Anschel at Tula's. That's all going on Friday night. If you enjoy Brazilian music, check out Natalie Cressman, trombonist and Brazilian music expert, with Ian Facchini, a CD release party, with Adriano Giordano and Marina Albero performing at the Royal Room on Saturday night. Jacqueline Tabor Jazz Band will be performing at Tula's Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check our jazz calendar at knkx.org and also very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music from flugelhorn player Dimitri Matheny, who's playing at Seattle First Baptist Church at 6 o'clock this evening, part of their Jazz Vespers series on the first Sunday of each month. After Dimitri Matheny, we're going to be listening to a wonderful pianist, Sullivan Fortner, who's going to be visiting and performing in Seattle next week, presented by Earshot on Wednesday at the Royal Room. First, here's Dimitri Matheny with Bill Anschel at the piano. And this is a beautiful piece that was written by John Williams from the Dimitri Matheny collection Jazz Noir. This is called The Long Goodbye. Thank you. Sullivan Fortner at the piano, and that comes from a recent album of his titled Moments Preserved. Sullivan Fortner with Amin Salim on bass. Some nice unison work there with piano and bass. Jeremy Clemens was the drummer. The tune was titled Pep Talk, and I've been looking for some information on this tune. I don't know who wrote it. The version of the recording that I have does not have complete composer credits, but no credit on this one, so I suppose it's by Sullivan Fortner. It's reminiscent, I thought, of something written by Oscar Pettiford, like Trichotism or something like that. Pep Talk, Sullivan Fortner, who's going to be appearing in Seattle at the Royal Room this coming Wednesday night. Before that, we were listening to Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn with Bill Anschell at the piano from the album Jazz Noir, The Long Goodbye by John Williams and Johnny Mercer. Dimitri Matheny is playing tonight with a quartet with Milo Peterson on guitar at the Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church, starting at 6. This is Jazz Northwest, coming your way from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene. From time to time here in the Northwest, we get musical refugees from the Los Angeles scene who are escaping the busy studio scene for a more relaxed lifestyle in the Northwest. One of those more recent arrivals is composer and arranger Ron Jones, who has settled in Stanwood and established a studio there and has been doing some recording of his compositions and arrangements with a mix of Los Angeles and Northwest resident musicians. The band is a medium-sized band, one trumpet, two saxes, alto and tenor, one trombone, vibes, two guitars, piano, bass and drums, and some occasional percussion, and virtual strings, that is to say, string synthesizers. And this is a beautiful composition which features one of my favorite trombonists. We don't hear that often, but popular on the Los Angeles jazz scene and studio scene. Bob McChesney is featured in this composition and arrangement by Ron Jones, Twilight Sailing. We'll be right back.
Bye.
from a new album by J. Thomas Michael Van Beber Quintet, introducing a young Japanese pianist and composer by the name of Yuki Hirate, and that was the title tune from this album, The Promise. Rounding out the group are Michael Glenn on bass and Julian McDonough on drums, J. Thomas on tenor saxophone, and Michael Van Beber on trumpet in the title tune from the album, The Promise. Before that was Bob McChesney, featured on trombone with The Jazz Forest, led by composer and arranger Ron Jones from his album called North by Freaking West. This is a combination of Los Angeles and Northwest musicians, featured here along with Bob McChesney from L.A. on trombone, Pete Chrisley, formerly of L.A., now living here, and John Hansen, Seattle pianist. And the arrangements and composition by Ron Jones, Twilight Sailing. Very interesting and unusual treatment of that song, I've Got No Strings, done by John A. Kendrick from her album Flying, accompanied by Dawn Clement, who was playing a Nord keyboard there, Chris Simer on bass and Devon Lewis on drums and percussion, John A. Kendrick from her album Flying and I've Got No Strings. And that's it for Jazz Northwest for today. I'd like to remind you we do have a podcast available you can subscribe to at jazznw.org for more information. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time. Meanwhile, stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.